Yeah, I forgot, well, two questions I'd like to ask. Mm-hmm. The first one is one of a more or less a dilemma that I have.
Yes.
Not a major dilemma, but...
But some.
Just a question. Should I, as a new convert who speaks English, should I, when I read the Holy Quran, which I obviously want to do, and should I read for understanding... read the English translation translated by eminent linguists,
yes.
Or should I be reading the Arabic, in which in the short term I can't hope to get any real understanding?
I think the ultimate goal should be to familiarize yourself, to begin with, so that you can ultimately be able to read the Quran as it was revealed by God, directly. There's nothing like it. The very pleasure of reading the Word of God, as it was revealed, is unparalleled. It's a fascinating thing to be able to speak the language of God as He spoke. And it's very blessed for one to do that. And secondly, no translation can do justice to any author in the world. I'm talking of human beings.
Yes.
From one language to another, there could be good translations and bad translations, but it's impossible to convey the atmosphere of the writer in one language into another language. Sometimes you do create atmospheres, but by being disloyal to the text.
Yes, I understand.
By moving away from it. Otherwise, it's impossible. But if you remain close to the text, it's not possible, simply not possible, to convey everything and into another language and transfer the atmosphere, the spirit, the impact of that language into another. Secondly, in the case of Word of God, it is in Arabic. And Arabic language in itself offers so many different connotations and alternative meanings that even if it were not the Word of God, it would not be possible for anyone to translate Arabic in the sense that he could say, look here, this is the meaning, while there could be other possibilities, so many others. Now, every language has this, of course, option for everybody, but Arabic is much richer than any other language in the case of options, in relation to options. But when you read the Word of God, then the problem is immense, absolutely, overwhelming. Because the choice of one meaning in one word may take you on to the other word, and you enter that word through a door of the same, similar meaning. And you are carried from door to door to door without losing the continuity. And enter through another meaning, and that would do the same for you, but as a parallel course of another meaning and possibility of understanding. So how can a translator claim that this is the translation and that does full justice to the Quran? But the problem again there is, this is another third problem, the lack of proper understanding on the part of some.
That's what I worry about.
Yes. If one has failed to understand the meaning of the Quran and translates, then he would pass this his misunderstanding, his deficiency, onto the readers, and generation after generation to those readers who try to benefit from his translations. And again, there is another question which is raised by the Quran itself. It says that La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. This book cannot be touched by those who have not been especially purified by Allah. So, which means it is not simply a question of knowledge of Arabic or the meaning in themselves, but it's a question of being rightly guided by Allah. And when Allah guides someone, then also He doesn't guide him to one meaning only, then of course to other meanings as well. So this becomes a very complex problem from that point of view. But for an intelligent, well-read reader, I would advise to read not only one translation, but many. As far as such translations are concerned, which support each other, and they do not contradict with each other, there is no problem. He will gain more knowledge.
Yes,
he does not have to reject one for the sake of another. He could say, all right, this is a meaning, and that is also a meaning. But when it comes to contradictions, when it comes to translations which appear absurd to man's common sense, then the dilemma begins, then the problem really becomes thicker. And there, I would like you to either try to find out if Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam has written something on it, if Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Abul, I mean all the caliphs after Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam, who have said something on it, that will be very helpful. Because not only we know, with the grace of Allah, they are guided by God, but also their discussion of the commentary of the Quran contains its proof, its evidence, which is so strong that once you go through it, you'll be well armed against any counter-criticism. So you'll be speaking from a platform of truth and knowledge, a platform of strength. So that is how you would be able to understand the Quran better. But yet I'm not finished. The last but not least is the importance of learning Arabic and trying to understand directly.
Yes.
In that case, you have to learn a little bit of the grammar as well. Now, I remember once I started a series of Quran teaching classes here in English, where I adopted the course, slightly different from the conventional one, that instead of teaching Arabic first and the grammar, etc., I straight away entered into the translation of the Quran.
I remember
and
well.
You remember?
Yeah.
You were there?
I remember. I caused problems, didn't I?
Oh, yes. No, but very, very welcome problems. see, in that way, you begin to learn the Quran directly.
That's right.
And as you proceed, bit by bit, I added the grammatical hints and cues, so that by the time they advance a little bit, they also begin to understand the atmosphere of Arabic and the reason why we translate it in one way and not in another way and so on. So I'm afraid I didn't have much time, but that is a demonstration for everybody. If those cassettes would be available, won't it?
Yes.
Won't they? The cassettes are video and audio. So you can try your luck.
Yes, I will.
Here, we even had a
with the help of that,
didn't we?
Blackboard.
We had a blackboard.
Oh yes, a blackboard and
all mod cons.
Yes. And I remember you were a very enthusiastic pupil in those days, although causing some problems, of course.